Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Robert Cremo III will spend the rest of his life in prison. Cremo today was sentenced in Lake County Court for killing 7 people and wounding dozens more in Highland Park. Cremo shot Liz Turnipseed while she was with her family at the North Suburbs annual 4th of July parade in 2022.
While I don't have closure, it's closing a chapter on this part of our lives. And I don't have to think about him anymore. I don't have to worry about him anymore. And me and my husband and my daughter can continue to move forward, and I can continue to heal.
Cremo pleaded guilty last month on the eve of his trial. Public health officials say measles cases are trending up, with more than 800 cases confirmed nationwide. And now Illinois has confirmed its first case of measles of this year. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the case involves an adult from southern Illinois. Alexander Sloboda is a medical director of immunizations and emergency preparedness at Chicago Department of Public Health and says it's likely there could be more cases in Illinois and Chicago, and it is important for people to be vaccinated.
Particularly all the children, especially those under 5 years old, making sure they're getting their vaccines and are up to date, make sure everybody's up to date on their measles vaccine and just kind of staying aware about the situation when it comes to travel.
Sloboda says CDPH will continue with its pop-up community vaccination events throughout the city. Students going to an Illinois college or university can now apply for a no-cosigner loan. This is a private loan for Illinois residents who attend public or private institutions. It has a fixed annual percentage rate, or APR, ranging from about 8 to 9.5%. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerix is heading the program and says this loan is another option for people who have maxed out their financial aid and don't have access to a cosigner.
I'm a firm believer that talent is spread out equally amongst different socioeconomic groups. But if you look at our universities, they're overwhelmingly children of privilege. And we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to reach their greatest potential.
Frerix's office is also offering loans for parents who are going to school. Preparations for the Midwest's largest art fair are underway. One of this year's biggest draws is a section focused on emerging artists. My colleague Courtney Kippers spoke with Rosario Giraldis, a curator at Minneapolis's Walker Art Center by day, but she's back at Expo for a second year, curating a lineup of up-and-comers that includes many Latino artists. And this year, her section features about 50 young galleries, all of which have been in business for 10 years or fewer.
Exposure has sort of like grown to become the heart of the fair. It's kind of like a quite extensive section. So it's not like a sort of like small section of like 15 galleries. And, you know, and it's kind of like we're like the beating heart of the fair.
Expo runs through Sunday at Navy Pier. And the first round of the NFL draft kicks off tonight. The Chicago Bears hold the number 10th pick. Nobody seems to have any idea which direction the team is going to go. And that includes general manager Ryan Poles, who thinks there could be several trades made before the Bears are on the clock. Positions the Bears might target with that 10th pick include running back, offensive line, and defensive line. The Bears could decide to trade back to a later pick in the first round and gain more draft capital in future rounds, or they might make a deal to move up in the first round and draft earlier. They have 2 second round picks and a 3rd round pick in their back pocket. Anything is on the table. Weather, sunny skies, temperature falling to the upper 50s by late this afternoon, and then cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers overnight and a low near 50, and then for Friday, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and a high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.